Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And did you find it enjoyable?
Well, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
It was a quote theme.
Yes.
Which are not my favorite.
Right.
But it had a little surprise at the end.
Yes, it did.
And I thought that was extremely interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because I have never seen that before.
Ah.
And I thought, well, shoot, maybe I could do a crossword. Because it seems like whenever I think about doing a crossword, I can never quite get the word to fit.
Uh-huh.
But if you use the little trick this crossword Arthur used, maybe you could. So,
right.
Anyway, the theme was a quote, which makes it a little more of a challenge because you can't fill that in right away. You have to rely upon the downs. The quote usually goes across.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to rely upon the downs to kind of help you figure out what it is.
True.
And this one was quite a long quote. It had four different places where you had to put in words from the quote. And it turned out to be no matter how much you push the envelope, it's still stationary.
Right. Yes.
So it said start of a punny quip.
Right.
With two correct answers.
Yes.
So I was not quite sure about the two correct answers.
Oh.
Can you fill me in on that?
Yes. So no matter how much you push the envelope, it's still stationary. Mm-hmm. So they had what, at first I looked at that and thought, oh, they've got a little baby rebus. Mm-hmm. Because the third from last letter in still stationary was a rebus. It could either be an E or an A.
Oh.
And now 57 down read, took both of them. The answer was rips. And they said five letters. And this is like, well, this is weird. They're even telling you that there's a rebus right there.
Uh-huh.
But it was a Wednesday. And the point is, still stationary. If you spell it with one of those letters, they are referring to the piece of paper. If you spell it with the other letter, they are referring to the fact that even though you've been pushing, it's still stationary.
Yeah.
It's not moving.
I see. I see what they did.
So
it is two different things. So
yeah. So at first I thought, oh, they're just being, this is like the worst crossword ever.
No.
Then it went from that to, oh, I see, it's brilliant.
Uh-huh.
So
yes. Well, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was pretty ingenious, but how they got two puns for the price of one.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. This was by Rob Baker.
Good job, Rob.
Yep. Wonder how long it took him to think of this.
Uh-huh.
Rob, if you're listening, let us know. Drop us a line at crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We'd love to hear the story behind it.
Well, it still inspired me because
mm-hmm.
I thought, whoa, if you wanted to, you could just put one little rebus in and it would solve some problems, maybe.
Yes. Yes, it would.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if Will Shorts would fawn over it.
I guess it would have to be like this one where it could be right either way.
Yeah.
It was definitely right with the down clue.
Yes.
So anyway, the only problem, a big problem I had with this was 21 across, Phnom, and I knew it was pen, but I
right.
forgot how to spell it.
Uh-huh.
So I had it P-E-H-N for
yes.
a long time,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually P-E-N-H.
Right.
So yes, that made it a little more of a challenge there.
Well, how long did it take you to do the crossword?
1444.
Ooh, you beat me by 9 seconds.
Whoa.
So when you say it took a long time.
No, I didn't say
oh,
it
I'm
took
sorry.
A long time.
I'm sorry, my mistake.
I just said that was the challenge, my
ah,
own challenge.
I see,
there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the rest of it came to me pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, except, of course, the quote, or the quip, as Rob refers to it.
Yes. The quip.
That you just had to kind of fool around with until you figured out what the words were.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was, I had enough of the letters, and these are pretty common words. It's sort of like Wordle, you know. It's like the words aren't that difficult, and so it was easy to spot after you had some of the crosses anyways. It wasn't like you had to get most of the crosses before you could spot it.
Some people did.
Oh, okay.
Some people had to get most of the crosses before they figured out what the word was.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. I'll shut up now. No, I will not. I thought five across was quite interesting. Blank Empire, a.k.a. the realm of the four parts. So at first I was thinking it was the evil empire, but it turned out to be the Inca Empire.
Yes.
Do you happen to know what the four parts are?
No.
We're going to have to research that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was Inca. I had to get that later.
Yeah, I got that from the crosses as well. It sounds like it's great. A great clue, though. The realm of the four parts. That just sounds so...
That could be like a Indiana Jones movie
title.
The realm of the four parts.
I wish I lived in the realm of the four parts.
No,
it'd be so... Yeah, probably not. They probably didn't have iPhones.
That's what I was just going to say.
Mm-hmm. The realm of the four parts minus the iPhone. I noticed they had 14 across, pizzazz was elan.
Yes.
And they use that a lot. That pops up in the crossword quite frequently.
It does.
And let's see. What else was...
Maybe the fact that it has E-L-A-N-N, which are like the most common letters, has something to do with it.
That must be it. Uh-huh. 23 down, the fictional character who dreams about heffalumps.
Yes.
Pooh.
Ah, that brought back memories.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Mm-hmm. One of the great creations, Winnie the Pooh. Uh-huh. Named after a Winnipeg bear, in fact.
Yep.
Let's see. 25 across, aloof with. At first I thought it was cold to. But
yes, me too.
It wasn't quite that aloof. It was just cool
yes,
to.
Aloof. I suppose if it was... in or ironed with or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be cold too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or blank the touch could have been cold to the touch.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it also could have been cool to the touch, I suppose.
True.
27 down, right in the general vicinity of cool to skedaddled was lit out.
Yes, that's different.
Yeah, not really that.
Mm-hmm. And I had a little bit of trouble with 34 across. Traveled to an island, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say sailed or
right.
something, but it was ferried. I should have figured that out. But
I wanted it to be canoed, but first that wouldn't even fit. And so that was definitely a drawback, unless you misspelled canoed, which I was willing to do. Or I suppose K-A-Y-A-K. Kayaked would have fitted, but it too was wrong.
Uh-huh. Could cruise have been, see.
36 down.
Cruised would have fitted. I thought of cruised, but...
Yeah.
But it didn't work at all, so...
36 down, I found interesting. 10-4 with an exclamation point. And so it's sort of like the CB term or the police term.
Right.
And the answer was check.
Yes.
And I went and investigated, because first of all, I thought 10-4 meant... I didn't somehow check didn't seem right.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe like Roger, but so I found this website, copradar.com, and I have a list of all the 10 codes. So 10-4 according to them is acknowledgement okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Okay.
And they actually have a couple of different police forces. They have slightly different variations, but Their first column is for general purpose, and so 10-4 meant okay. And I started reading through this. They have quite a few different codes for just about anything.
Wow.
Like a 10-45. They get that around a lot around here in northeast Wisconsin. Animal carcass at blank. Or 10-54. That also could be happening around here a lot. Livestock on highway.
Oh, dear. Wow. I think it'd be just as easy to say, hey, there's a carcass on our road.
Maybe they don't want anyone else to know, and they figure they don't have this the sort of this cheat sheet here.
I suppose.
And 1094 was drag racing. Uh-huh. They did have check in 1097. Check is to test signal, as opposed to 1004. Uh-huh. 1098, you don't want to hear people broadcasting. That's a prisoner jailbreak.
Uh-huh.
And I found it curious that they had 10101 was, what is status? Are you secure? And the only answer they had for that was 10106, secure, status is secure. They don't have any other codes to say, no, I'm not secure. I suppose if you're like screaming, they can sort of figure that out.
Uh-huh.
But not that police would tend to scream a lot, but I just found it interesting. There was no negative response to the status. It's either you're secure or you just say what's going on. Anyways, that was some police 10 codes in case they start to make whole crosswords about them, which probably is not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Did you know 47 Down, the heroine prior of the Divergent series, was Triss, T-R-I-S?
No.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
I believe Divergent is a television show.
Is it?
I think so.
I've heard of television. Isn't that where they show the moving pictures? I'll have to look that up on the Google.
Mm-hmm.
66 across, where shampoo was invented. India.
Yes, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many great things have come out of India, like chess.
Yeah.
And curry.
Mm-hmm.
And more curry. And entire vegetarian restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But also apparently shampoo.
One thing that crossed with that I have never seen a crossword was 41 down. Come under fire, literally or figuratively. Take flak.
Mm-hmm.
Come under fire.
Yeah.
Take flak.
Uh-huh.
Both literally and figuratively.
Oh. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I wanted to spell flak with a C, but it doesn't take a C.
No.
And I was reminded of it in that answer there.
Uh-huh.
That K also was the end of 69 across, blank footage. So I thought video footage.
Oh.
But it turned out to be stock footage.
Mm-hmm. I thought stock right away.
Mm-hmm. So this was a good crossword.
Yes, it was. Very good.
A lot of fun. And we do have listener mail.
We do.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
We have listener mail from a fellow Mike. And fellow Mike says, enjoyed your podcast for Monday, June 13th. One-time rotary phone user here. And he goes on to say, it's surprising how often we seem to have the same train of thought in arriving at a solution to a clue. I, too, disregarded the current vice president and started bouncing around some of the pre-Nixon names. Only when I circled back and started to say Kamala did it click. A K-turn was unfamiliar to me as well, but I believe it's what I learned as a three-point turn when there's not enough room to simply make a U-turn when you want to go in the opposite direction. Regards, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a little bit of mail for Mike.
I remember learning it as a three-point turn as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked it up in Wikipedia, and apparently a three-point turn and a Y-turn and a K-turn and a broken U-turn are all synonymous.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I made a quip of my own. I said that it was too bad that nobody invented the taciturn, or maybe they did, but they were too shy to talk about it.
Perhaps.
Yep. I know. Incredibly witty. Someone should make a crossword about that. Jeff Chen, if you're listening, you're welcome to borrow my idea.
Uh-huh.
So thanks, Mike. Thanks for writing in. Really appreciate the feedback. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who wants to do the same as Mike and drop us a line, please do so. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Love to hear from you.
Yes.
And that is it for today. We'll be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.